What's up, guys? I'm coming at you this week alone. So the deal is, both the boys are gone. They could not make it this week, for undisclosed reasons. And, so I was frantically trying to get a guest. I had basically everybody cancel on me. And then, I had one Hail Mary left, and I have not heard from that person in over 12 hours. So who knows what the fuck happened there. So I guess we'll see. But yeah, I figured, you know, just for shits and giggles, and also, you know, you guys deserve at least something, especially the patron. Shout out to you guys. I figured I'd just give you probably 20, 30 minutes, just me on my own, just fucking around. Cause I only just came to this idea last night because I was like, well, I was fucking, I can't think of the word, not flailing, floundering, I guess, trying to figure out what the fuck I'm going to do for this week, if I'm just not going to do anything at all and say sorry, or, you know, but I figured I'd fuck around and see if I could just do it by myself, and, you know, because honestly, this shit is kind of gay. I was thinking about it, and I was like, who do you think you are, Mark Maron, Bill Burr? That's gay, dude. I'm just going to sit there and talk into a camera alone? You're gay. But, I figured I'd just give it a shot. I've got, you know, some stuff to talk about, and, you know, I can let you guys a little bit in on the behind the scenes and stuff like that of the show. And, yeah, so here we are. But so more to that, the behind the scenes of the show, I've recently basically, dog, don't even fucking try it. He was about to try and jump underneath my tripod off my bed and fuck this whole thing up. So, basically, ever since we switched to video, it's been a completely different experience for me on this show. And this is kind of some of the gay shit that I was afraid of, but fuck it, I'm going to talk about it anyway because I don't really care. But yeah, I mean, before when we were doing just audio across the board, it was very easy to edit, very easy to get done, very easy to export and get uploaded, and that was it. That was all it was. Now that it's so much more involved, and I have to do all the, you know, cutting between the cameras and syncing up the audio to the video and, you know, doing video editing, teaching myself how to do that, graphic designs, etc., etc. I mean, this has become literally a second job for me, because I only, my free time is quite literally very limited now because of this, and that's been a very, very good thing for me, and I didn't think that I would respond well to it because of, you know, my personality and shit like that, but it's been very good for me. Like, there's been a lot of positives out of this. Like, for example, if you know me, there's not vodka in here, by the way. This is water, okay? So if you know me, you understand how crazy it is that I'm drinking water right now. This is not something that I do. But that, amongst many other things, has been, you know, a direct positive of this becoming like a second job to me, you know, drinking water. I eat vitamins now. I'm watching what I eat more. I mean, I'm not fat or anything, so, you know, it's not a big deal, but being healthy is a good thing, you know. Taking care of my health, you know, my dental health, my eyes, you know, I do fucking yoga now. I don't do it like crazy often, but I do fucking yoga now. And that's crazy. And it's all thanks to how much work I've given myself in doing this show. I mean, it's been such a good thing for me. So I'm very, very happy with it. You know, Obviously, it's not fucking perfect, and there's some things that, you know, I want to change and want to do better, and, you know, it's we're putting content out every week, so, I mean, it's a constantly changing thing, you know, so, but yeah, I mean, overall, especially for me personally, this shit has been a lifesaver. I'm loving it. And on top of that, I'm learning how to, you know, use Premiere Pro and Adobe Audition and, you know, lots of other tools and stuff. And speaking of which, I just finally got a brand new fucking computer this week. So hopefully that will make my life so much easier when it comes to, you know, getting this out on time and getting it to you guys quicker. Because before I had a Mac that was so old it couldn't connect to the internet anymore. I mean, it wouldn't support any of the browsers, so I had to put the files onto a Windows laptop, and oh, it was just the fucking mess. But now I can do everything all in one, and it's fucking great, and I'm very, very excited. So, yeah. And the reason why I was thinking about this is I watched this weekend, I watched Nadav from YMH interview Ben Avery, who was the former producer of the Tim Dillon Show and now the host of one of the co-hosts of the Lemon Party podcast, which is a very, very funny show, and you guys should check it out if you haven't already. But I watched them, basically, they talked about how Ben got into the business and how he taught himself how to do all this shit, and, you know, the mental stuff behind it of how to, you know, get yourself into those places of how you can promote, like, healthy workflows and, you know, positive work environments and learning environments and all of that shit. And they also talked, you know, shop about, you know, podcast editing and production and stuff like that. And it was very, I enjoyed the fuck out of that because I'm, like, crash coursing my way through doing this right now, so it was very, very helpful to get some insight on some people who do it, like, professionally, you know. So yeah, check that shit out too. Nadav has a great channel. He does some really cool stuff on there. He's got one of my favorite videos, obviously, is when he did when he talked about Cumtown and the Adam Friedland Show, which, I mean, obviously, if you listen to this, you can probably tell that the influences are there. But but anyway, yeah, I was just, I enjoyed the hell out of that, and, which also reminds me, I watched a documentary, it's called There's Something Wrong with Aunt Diane. Fuck! Drop my goddamn pen. Oh shit. Unplug my headphones. This is not going well. So, yeah, it's called There's Something Wrong with Aunt Diane. Now, it's about this fucking family, this Long Island family, which, if you know anything about Long Island, then, yeah, it's trash. But they were coming back from a camping trip upstate New York, basically. Diane, her last name starts with an S, I believe. I can't think of it. But anyway, she fucking, basically, to get right to the point, she has, like, 5 kids in her car, and she just has something happen. Nobody fucking knows what happened to her, but she ends up getting into the lane of oncoming traffic on the interstate in New York, and going, like, 70 miles per hour down the road, crashing the car, killing everybody except her son and the oncoming, and also the 3 people in the oncoming car that she hit. And it's wild. It's a fucking crazy documentary because you could later find out the bitch was drunk. She was also stoned too, apparently. And she was like the perfect mom, according to everybody who knew her. You know, she was like at church before everybody else. You know, she was planning everything, very active, like, in the kids' school and stuff like that. And next thing you know, the bitch gets fucking hammered and drives into oncoming traffic as fast as she probably could and kills everybody except for her son. It's wild, dude. Documentary's crazy. go check it out. It's on HBO. It's called There's Something Wrong with Aunt Diane. And they're, like, going through the crash happened, I think, in 2009 or some shit. The documentary's from 2011. I don't know if there's been any updates since then or whatever, but they were, like, trying to get her body exhumed and, you know, perform, like, another autopsy and stuff like that, because her family's, like, she barely ever drank. She barely ever smoked pot. Like, this is completely out of left field, you know. But the thing of it is, I mean, she was probably a great woman. And I want to preface what I'm about to say by saying that, okay? She was probably a great woman, and she seemed like a great woman. She seemed like she gave a fuck about her family and her children. The problem with being from Long Island is that you are a perfect mixture of complete gutter trash and some of the most great people ever, as is the case with lots of people from Long Island. So, I mean, realistically, what probably happened during this was she probably was coping with all of the stress and shit in her life by drinking and smoking pot, and she probably just let it get the best of her, which is very, very likely and nothing to be ashamed of, you know. I mean, until you kill your children. But another theory is she had this fucking, like a cavity or a cyst or something in one of her teeth. And they're saying that it got into her blood and got into her brain and fucked her up and caused her to have, like, a stroke while she was driving home. You know, and it's very weird because she calls home while she's driving, like, freaking out. And we don't hear any that phone call. Nobody knows what was said except for her brother, I believe, is who she called. And he won't cough up very much information, which is kind of like, eh. And then she leaves her phone on a fucking, on a, not a median, but like a, like on the outside of the road, one of the walls on the outside, like a, not a guardrail, it's like concrete, but like a barrier. She leaves her phone sitting there and just fucking takes off and keeps driving after she already called her brother and her husband to come and rescue her because apparently she was fucked up. You know, there's video of her seeming pretty okay going into a Sunoco station upstate before she, like, gets on the road, really, and looking for, like, Tylenol, aspirin, whatever, because she said her head hurt, you know. So I think what likely happened is she probably had a fucking stroke. And she, you know, because of whatever was wrong with her fucking teeth. But the funny thing is like, her family's like, we didn't know she, you know, she rubbed her jaw, but we didn't even know she was going to the dentist, like these fucking Long Island idiots, you know. So I think she was probably trying to be so much of a girl boss that she was, like, self-medicating that dental issue with alcohol and pot and just fucking let it get way too much of her, you know. Yeah, it's a weird fucking story, man. Great doc. I really enjoyed it, you know, because I have a very strong affinity for those trashy fucks out there on Long Island. It's very interesting to me how that place exists, because it's a very odd place in America, you know, the first suburb and shit. But, yeah. And then I tried to watch something on Heaven's Gate as well, because I always liked Heaven's Gate, you know. Fucking, it's so funny watching that, because you realize that they were, like, technically some of the first, like, non-binary people, because they tried to, like, eliminate, like, they were so against, like, sex and stuff like that in the cult, that they tried to eliminate any, like possibility of, you know, any sexual tension or whatever. So they basically did whatever they could to like eliminate gender. So like everybody had gender indiscriminate haircuts, gender indiscriminate clothing, gender indiscriminate, you know, et cetera, et cetera. It's very, very weird. And there was this one dude in the documentary. I didn't watch all of it, but I would have liked to because they've always interested me. But there was this one fucking dude in the documentary. He sounded like RFK Jr., the guy who's running for president right now. It's kind of cool how he's got that fucking, I can't remember what it's called, but he's got like that fucking vocal issue where his voice is fucked up, you know, and he sounds like he's sick constantly. But there was this guy who had a similar thing to RFK in there. And the story is that the main dude who was in all the internet videos that we now know, you know, the creepy guy with the big fucking eyes, you know, and the white hair, he's very old. He said that he was like leading like a group discussion or something like that. And this guy with the voice raised his hand to contribute to the conversation, and he spoke. And then the guy, I believe Doe, yeah, Doe, the leader of Heaven's Gate at that point, because his bitch had passed in like the 80s, said that he had such a strong timbre in his voice, and he needed to like stifle himself or whatever. I can't remember exactly how he worded it, but this guy took it so poorly that he started talking like RFK Jr. and literally hasn't stopped since. It's so fucking weird. Like, this fucking retard got traumatized by this gay Star Trek fan, and now he will never speak the same again. It's so crazy. Yeah. That was very interesting to learn about, like, the beginnings of Heaven's Gate, too, because I only knew them from, like, the 90s, you know, when they killed themselves and, you know, were on the internet, on the forums and the chat rooms and stuff. That's where I'm familiar with them from. Because I was, one of the reasons why I watched it, they've been on my mind anyway, because I was thinking about making a Heaven's Gate Fumcast sticker. I think that'd be kind of cool, but I need to figure out how to do that, because I remember Lil Uzi did that with his album Eternal A Take. He did like a Heaven's Gate inspired logo. I think that'd be pretty cool. But anyway, I'm getting fucking sidetracked. But yeah, it was very interesting to find out how that they came from, like, hippies, you know, back in the 70s. You know, and they would, like, show up and hold, like, conferences or talks in, like, hotel conference rooms or whatever, and just take, like, 20 people on the road with them. And they wouldn't say goodbye to their parents, they wouldn't say goodbye to sometimes their children, and just leave to go to heaven through spaceships or something, you know, just weird fucking shit. You know, I didn't know that they were rooted in that. And I think I've probably talked about this on some podcast before, but it's always been very interesting to me because, like, the Jonestown dude, I can't think of his name, but that started in Indiana, which is here where we live. And my mom told me that her parents knew, my grandparents knew some people who got caught up in that Jonestown shit back in the 60s and 70s. And they just fucking went down to Guyana and they're gone. And I was like, damn. That was always so crazy to me to find out, like, you guys fucking knew people that were involved in that shit? That's weird. And they're just like, yeah. And they act like it's fucking nothing, which in reality it is, because, I mean, what are you going to do? But that's so fucking strange to me when you find out that somebody was like, oh yeah, I was there. And you're like, that does nothing for you. You know, that's not something that you talk about or, you know, share. It's just like an offhand thing that you might hear about if you possibly mention something related to that to them. Otherwise, you would never know that about that person. That's always been so fucking weird to me. Like, I remember my mom does that shit too, because she was in Berlin when the wall came down. And she has, like, pieces of the Berlin Wall. And I remember she showed them to me, and I was like, how? You never thought to mention this before, before now? Like, this is pieces of history right here, you know, but whatever. Yeah. It's weird shit, man. Yeah. Oh, funny thing that I guess we could spend a couple minutes on or whatever. Kanye West is, and this is probably an old fucking story right now, but I think that this shit is hilarious. So, yeah, there were headlines probably last week or something like that, who gives a fuck, about him at his, like, Donda Academy or whatever, where he has, which I think it's like, I think he does like apprenticeships or some shit like that. I don't fucking know. And it's kind of funny to me that this story came out like 2 weeks after I went online and bought the Yeezy Pods for $20. And it's like, oh, now I'm supporting like a, like an authoritarian corporation style guy, you know, who's like treating his workers terribly. And now I'm a bad socialist because I couldn't pass up a good deal. God damn, I've been talking all this shit about Jews on this fucking podcast and I've never looked inward. How about that, huh? Anyway. Yeah, it said he wanted to cage his students. Which is very interesting to me. Because I remember not too long ago that this was the same guy who said that slavery was a choice. And that's quite curious. Because it sounds, I mean, just scrolling, you know, skimming through the articles, you know, he was like threatening his employees with physical violence, allegedly treated his black staff considerably worse than his white staff. I don't know, man. He sounds like Jesse Lee Peterson in a lot of regards. I think that's that guy's name, the black conservative YouTuber who's fucking out of his goddamn mind. But he's hilarious. Yeah, it's very curious that, you know, not too long ago he said slavery was a choice, and now he's like threatening physical violence on his staff and treating them with racial bias and wanting to put them in cages. That's kind of, I mean, I don't know, is this not at all surprising to anyone else but me? I mean, it's kind of like the quiet on the set thing. It's like, of course the kids get molested, you know? Of course Kanye's gonna turn into a slave master. You know, the best part about it was when you found out that he was, like, intimidating Mario. And it's like, what the fuck is this guy doing, dude? He's just fucking around pretending to be Mario in the office. Well, he's, like, forcing his employees to watch Batman movies in silence in the dark in a boardroom. He's running around doing the Mario jump going, "It's a me, Mario!" Pretending to be the most famous hook-nosed WAP in history. It's so crazy. Yeah. I fucking love Kanye West. I mean, the guy's clearly out of his fucking mind, which is great, but I love him. Yeah, he rules, dude. So I guess cool guy of the week or whatever. I don't know. Whatever shit Bryson talks about for most of the podcast. Yeah, man. Oh, I almost forgot about this. He said, I wrote it down too, gay people are controlled by Bill Gates so that they don't have children for population control. To which he also threatened to go after the LGBT community next, after the Jews. And it's like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? I mean, he's trying to do like a 100% speed run of just being a racist, being a tyrant, you know? You know, and the most fucked up thing about this is like, you know, he got married to this seemingly sort of random person not too long after divorcing Kim, lost his fucking brand deals, started being anti-Semitic on the internet within, like, I don't know, like the past 2-ish years or whatever. And the funny thing is I would still fucking vote for this retard for president, hands down, when he's probably been off of his bipolar medication for maybe 4 or 5 years. And he's just fucking freelancing reality out there with no medication, just fucking playing a piano in the desert, starting an academy to abuse people, and marrying bald bitches. It's so fucking crazy, dude. Yeah. And I mean, shit, I lost my fucking train of thought. God damn it. What was I gonna say? I think I did say it. Yeah. I wonder, but basically what I was trying to say with that is, like, I would still vote for him for president, so I am kind of curious to see what sort of a president fucking Kanye West would make, you know, off the medication. Although he would probably be somehow forced into having to take the medication because he's in, you know, holding a public office. Maybe. I don't know. That's an interesting question. I don't know the answer to that. Yeah. So, yeah, I guess we can, I had a great sketch idea that I want to talk about. And it's not so much a sketch, it's like a cold open kind of thing, but I don't really know what the fuck to do with it. So basically it's a guy going out onto his front porch in the morning, and he's got on a robe and he's drinking a cup of coffee, right? And he's just standing out on the front porch, and he's a bald dude. And a paper boy comes by on a bike, like classic, you know, tosses the paper up onto his porch and, you know, says hi and waves at him. And the guy picks up the newspaper and holds it up and looks at the front page. And then the camera goes like a behind shot. And then you can see on the piece of paper, the newspaper, it just says the Daily Stormer on it. And then you can also see, as the camera zooms out, on the back of his bald head, like it's just a swastika tattoo. And then, you know, he just takes a sip of his coffee and goes, what a beautiful morning. I think that would be very funny to do. Maybe like a cold open for like a sketch show. I think that would be pretty cool. Yeah. Another, I guess this is just a bit that I thought of since we got just a few more minutes here, because I'm just going to do 30, that's what I decided, is, and I'm probably going to flesh this out next week with the boys or whatever, but I can talk to you guys about it now. There's a thought that I had when that whole quiet on set shit happened, is the idea that Dan Schneider wasn't cool enough to go on Jeffrey Epstein's plane and island. he's reaching out to like Jeffrey Epstein's agent or management or whatever, which I guess was just Ghislaine. He's like, yeah, I'd really like to meet Jeffrey. It sounds like we have a lot in common. And then she forwards the information. He's like, he does what? Children shows? This fucking pussy. Fuck this guy, dude. I'm hanging out with Steven Spielberg on my island. I don't need this Nickelodeon faggot out here. We're trying to maintain a classy ambiance. I don't need this fat retard here ruining everything. Oh yeah, you're like the Lorne Michaels of Nickelodeon. Ooh. I've got the real Lorne Michaels sitting getting a massage from a 15-year-old next to my pool right now, bitch. Yeah, it's such a funny image to, and Dan Schneider just like sulking, walking back home from like a dinner with Epstein or whatever. He just gets trashed for being a faggot who creates children shows when Epstein's like a high level guy rolling with Hollywood producers and shit. Yeah, that's a very fucking funny image to me. One of the better bits that I've come up with as of late, although I will say, subscribe to the Patreon, because Tony Soprano eating creepypasta is, I'm very, very proud of that one. I also wanted to do Tony Soprano eating copypasta, but that would be way too much fucking, that would be way too fucking long-winded and shit. But, yeah. So, yeah, I hope you guys at least enjoyed this fucking 30-minute snippet this week. You know, I figured I should at least give you something, you know. Those of you that do watch or listen, which is very, very few of you. But it's all right because I'm enjoying the hell out of doing this. It's helping my life, and it's I'm learning skills, and I love it. So if you do support the show, I appreciate the fuck out of it. If you want to support the show further, you can always go to patreon.com/fumcast or fumcast.xyz, which is our website and has links to everything on there, Patreon included. Patreon's just $1. You get an extra hour every week, except for this week you get an extra half hour because I'm by myself and I don't want to be gay. I think if I do this total for over an hour, I think that's considered gay, and I don't want to do that. But yeah, go support the show further. There's lots of funny shit behind the paywall. We have goals on there. You know, we're going to read Kyle Rittenhouse's book, make an audiobook for that. We're going to take Austin to Houghton now. You run the possibility of possibly seeing his testicle, his enlarged testicle, if you go on there. Yeah, there's lots of cool stuff behind the paywall on Patreon, so go check it out if you would like to. And, yeah, thanks for supporting, guys. I appreciate the fuck out of it. And we'll talk to you guys next week. Later. Good night.